We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, everyone. I am not Amber Hunt. This is Daisy Egan. Amber is on something called a vacation. Never heard of it myself, but while she's off vacationing, I'm here to fill in. Don't worry, Amber promises to be back next week. Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion, little glimmers of hope in overwhelming times. Let's dive in.
Gonna have a heart attack if you don't calm down. I'm sorry.
We're already having heart attacks.
Just over the top. Wyomingites voiced their frustration with their congressperson at a town hall last week. Representative Harriet Hageman appeared to laugh at her constituents when they booed her for praising President Trump and his Department of Government Efficiency run by Elon Musk. A reporter for Cowboy State Daily estimated that nearly three quarters of the crowd were there to protest. Hageman seemed undeterred by the jeers, calling the crowd hysterical, warning them that they might have heart attacks if they didn't calm down, and telling them their, quote, obsession with the federal government was bizarre. And while Musk has talked openly about his desires to privatize Social Security, calling it a Ponzi scheme, Hageman told her audience that they should, quote, actually watch some accurate TV and read valid news because that is untrue. Hageman's contentious town hall is just one recent example of a growing trend of angry constituents loudly voicing their frustration at the public forums. In fact, these town halls are becoming so heated that, according to the New York Times, quote, Representative Richard Hudson of North Carolina, the chairman of House Republicans' campaign arm, issued a stark message to the GOP rank and file on Tuesday. Stop having in-person town halls with your constituents. End quote. Amidst rolling boycotts of several companies over their stance of DEI practices, Reverend Al Sharpton led a buy-in at a Costco in Harlem.
We not only will teach black history, we're going to make black history.
Yes.
We're going to make it by letting them know you will not stop DEI.
The move came after Costco chose to ignore an impassioned letter from Attorney General Ken Paxton, which read in part, quote, discriminatory DEI policies are unethical, unlawful, and fundamentally un-American. The fact that Costco continues to defend such practices is reprehensible. DEI programs consistently promote divisive and discriminatory ideology as opposed to ensuring that all individuals are treated equally and with respect. And that's why I'm calling on Costco to end their woke policies immediately, end quote. Some Costco shareholders then proposed a plan to evaluate the risks posed by DEI practices, which the majority shareholders voted down. At Costco's annual shareholders meeting in January, one shareholder released a pre-recorded message urging the company to abandon its DEI practices, saying, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion may sound benign on the surface, but in reality, it is weaponizing language concealing a radical Marxist agenda, end quote. In response, the board released this statement, quote, our commitment to an enterprise rooted in respect and inclusion is appropriate and necessary. The report requested by this proposal would not provide meaningful additional information, end quote. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be renewing my Costco membership, Tootsuite. Trans rights activists celebrated a victory this week in Ohio when the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a decision to pass House Bill 68. The bill would have made gender-affirming care for transgendered minors illegal in the state. Governor DeWine had actually vetoed the bill in 2023, but the GOP-controlled legislature overturned the veto last year. Advocates then sued on behalf of two transgender girls and their families. In her decision, Judge Carly Edelstein wrote, quote, it is difficult to understand why our legislature believes adults are equipped to make decisions about gender-affirming medical care for themselves, but not for their minor children, end quote. In another example of how voting with your dollar works, in case you still need convincing, Tesla's stock has lost nearly $150 billion since Trump's inauguration. While the massive stock sell-off could be in response to vandalism of Tesla charging stations around the country, one can't help but think that people ditching their Teslas or donating them to NPR might have something to do with shareholders' anxiety over the future of the company and its CEO, who is, by the way, in this country on an expired student visa. Teachers in Colorado staged a walkout on Monday to protest proposed budget cuts. The protest, organized by the Teachers Union and the Colorado Education Association, was planned in advance, and preparations were made to lessen the impact on working parents who would be left to find alternative childcare. Kevin Vick, president of the Colorado Education Association, told Colorado Public Radio, quote, "There is a tremendous frustration that we keep doing this every year. There has to be a better way for Colorado." Frustration has mounted among teachers and parents as class sizes have grown and schools are forced to deal with chronic staff shortages. Colorado Public Radio reported, quote, "The governor's proposed plan, while it increases per pupil school funding, would leave schools with $150 million less than they thought they'd have. Colorado schools have sustained cuts for the past 14 years, with state lawmakers withholding $10 billion from schools during that time," end quote. In a memo, Governor Jared Polis complained that the protests would put, quote, "strains and hardships on parents and will leave kids without instruction and many without a safe place to go. Let's remember that nearly 70% of third graders can't read or do math on grade level, and this leaves parents scrambling to find care," end quote. Of course, creating short-term hardship is a necessary goal of boycotts and walkouts. The point is to highlight to those in charge what could happen when essential services like public schools don't receive the funding needed to actually provide the essential service. This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Bag Collab. This week's show was reported and edited by Amanda Rossman and me, Daisy Egan. Amanda produces the show. Support Grab Bag Collab at patreon.com/grabbagcollab. Amber Hunt will probably be back next week. Wait, probably? What do you mean probably? What do you mean pro...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.